Welcome to Believe. My name is Nicholas Upchurch. Thank you so much for joining me. We have a special, special broadcast for you today or tonight, wherever you may be around the world. We want to help you to awaken, to expand, to become more aware. And do you know why? Do you know why I want you to become more aware and awaken and expand and make more money, have true success and happiness, find out what's going on in world news, be healthier, feel better, explore our universe and figure out what in God's name is going on? Do you know why I want you to succeed? Because I need to do the same thing. I honestly had so much had so much energy and force and anger at times. I just have to harmonize. I have no other choice. It's honestly either harmonize or die. Harmonize or give up and just become part of the problem even more. Go downhill. Just continue to fight and feel that pain and anger and anguish and destruction and contribute to that and just be part of the problem. And what other choice do I have? I have no other choice but to try to be like a rose that grew from concrete, just like Tupac Shakur said back in the day. Will you be that rose with me? Because let me tell you, the world might look like concrete, but we can succeed. We can grow out of that concrete. We can become that rose. We can find the good in all of this madness, all of our arguments and everything we do, everything other people do. That's the only reason I do this show, because I need to do the same thing. And I need help, just like you might. So let's do it. We are going to do it. We cover a lot of cool things. You find our archives at www.believe.love. Join us. Comment. Let's get involved. Let's be part of the solution. We want to talk about solutions. We want to talk about things that can actually make a difference and work. It doesn't matter how many views this has right now, or it doesn't matter how much you understand what I'm saying. There's something that resonates with you. How else would you have found this? Do you know how rare it is to be part of the solution? To be part of making a difference and trying to do something for the world instead of bitch and complain like I've done so many times? So let's find the solutions together, because there's so many sides to the truth. The truth isn't so, it's not so clear what the truth is. In fact, with multiverses and you look at the Mandela effect, there can be so many sides to the truth. There literally can be alternate realities occurring at the same time. That's what the Princeton professor said about multiverses, and they proved those, right? But the truth, there are so many sides. We have to find our way. You have to find your own truth. This isn't a religion. The religion is you. You are God walking around every day. You are God. You are the awareness growing more and more, and it's growing through you, and you can continue to have it grow, and all you have to do is believe in yourself, and we try to find solutions. Now, it's funny that we bitch at each other so often. I know I have bitched at myself and others, and I ask for forgiveness. I send forgiveness. And I continue to unravel and sort of harmonize my patterns of whatever kind of brain I'm currently involved with in my head. You know, I have a brain now. I'm human now, right? For now. Currently, I'm human, as far as I know. We might be other things. Who knows? So we harmonize those things and we work with our interesting patterns and we try to find some kind of common ground, try to look at perspectives, be open to other perspectives, try to open our minds. But we bitch. We're like dogs. We fight each other and then we make up, hopefully. And it's very strange, I have to say. It's very, very strange. I've been a part of it. It's extremely strange. In fact, it can be uncomfortable. It can be painful. But sometimes you feel like you have no choice. Maybe that's what everybody else is doing, bitching. And celebrities are no different. Celebrities are no different. And I find it admirable, especially in this sort of pre-programmed world, when great celebrities that we've seen in movies like Hunger Games or Joy, you know, of course, we're talking about Jennifer Lawrence, who's really a sort of a friendly girl, you know? You could relate to her. I'm from the Midwest originally. She seems like, you know, you could meet her at a party with your family in the Midwest. You go home for Christmas. I mean, listen, I had to fly out of the Midwest like a bird, fly south and escape the weather, to be honest. But I have gone home a lot. Jennifer Lawrence seems like a friend. And you know what? Something she really did that I admired in this climate of all of us just continuing to complain and bitch about really about everything, because that's what we like to do. I think celebrities have so much potential to actually bring people together, don't you? And what I loved about what Jennifer Lawrence did, of course, first we see she was on Ellen and she was talking about her alter ego. Let's take a look at that.
Hey there.
Hi, hi. The audience is so well lit. I feel like I know all of you.
Yeah.
It's normally dark out there.
No, I like when we started the show, I thought they should be part of the show. They shouldn't be in the dark. They should be as lit as we are. So we actually include them in the show.
Okay, cool.
That's on purpose. Do you want me to turn?
It's a little scary.
Okay.
No, 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 it's okay.
Do you not want to see them?
No, it's fine. Just keep smiling.
Okay.
Be supportive.
So first of all, the movie is fantastic. Portia and I loved it. We watched it and said, this is like a good old-fashioned spy thriller the way movies used to be made. And I just love it. I think you're great in it, and I think the movie is fantastic, so I highly recommend it.
Thank
think it's fantastic.
So much.
And it comes out today, so now you're officially on vacation.
Yeah.
And you have an alter ego when you go on vacation.
Yeah, I can't go on a vacation right now because like I just can't deal with Gail. Like at the moment, I need to rest before Gail.
Okay, why did you name her Gail?
I didn't. She almost named herself. I think my girlfriends probably named her Gail.
Mm-hmm.
Just by the way, I look, and it's a very specific drunk too. It's not just like every time I'm drunk, I turn into this, I think she's like some sort of like tortoise gambler or something. Like I don't always turn into this masculine alter ego that like jumps into shark-ridden waters just to make my friends laugh. My friends were like, that's like too far, Jen, like no.
So we see in that clip, Jennifer is just, you know, somebody I really love. I really love Jennifer Lawrence. I think she's a great person. I think she's funny. If you hung out with her, you're guaranteed to laugh. She's human. There's so many things going on with us. Actually, there's so many things we can't see, right? Potentially. Energies and influences, and some people think, you know, there are beings or spirits, right? There are a lot of possibilities as to what's going on. Of course, the visible spectrum is so large, and we see only a small, small portion of the visible spectrum that we know about, 0.000001, something like that. And of course, color, you know, dogs and cats can't see color. Does that mean color's real or not? Well, it's not real to them. It's real to us. What else is there? What else is there? So there could be so many possibilities. The truth is, I think we're blind and there's so much we could see, right? There's so much else that could be available to us with hidden technologies. And we've talked about that a lot before. But Jennifer Lawrence, what I love about her, you know, she's going through things. She has an alter ego. She gets drunk, whatever. You know, join the crowd, right? But one thing, and you know, she's got a lot of emotion. She's a real person. She's an actress in Hollywood. By the way, is Hollywood, does that have an agenda? Do they even know what the agenda is? Do we even know what the agenda is? We pay 40% into taxes, right? Into the U.S. Treasury. Most of that money goes to the military. Do we know what that agenda is? Do we even know? And the Pentagon lost trillions of dollars. Do we even know what that agenda is, really? Do we really know? Because we see it in the NFL games. We salute the troops. I get it. The troops, do the troops even know what the agenda is? I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think they know what the agenda is. So Jennifer Lawrence, she's an actress in Hollywood. She's doing the best she can. President Trump's not so popular in Hollywood. Not so popular. And what I love, you know, Jennifer's a real person. She's going through things. She gets pissed off. She has an alter ego. She's funny. She does random stuff. Who knows? Who knows what's going on, right? She's in Hollywood. She's an actress. She seems like somebody you could hang out with, have a party, you know, have some laughs, right? But what I really love, and I'd love to see more of this from celebrities more and more and more. And I'd like to do more of this myself. It inspires me. But within the past week, there was a great story. After telling Trump, F you, Jennifer Lawrence urges Americans to come together. And so this story was really cool. Jennifer Lawrence struck a tone of unity at an anti-government corruption rally in New Orleans on Saturday, urging Americans to come together and to not let political differences diminish personal relationships. Look at this. A quote, "We all believe that our government that we pay for with our taxes should work for us. So many of us have come from so many places across the country, from across the political spectrum to be here tonight. We all have different reasons for being here, and I guess I'll tell you mine." So we'll watch this clip now.
Please welcome Jennifer Lawrence.
Hello. Hello, New Orleans. And hello to everybody at home, wherever that is. Thank you, Preservation All-Stars. Though they're gone. Anyway, welcome to Unrigged Live. I'm Jennifer Lawrence. I'll be your MC for the night. I'm on the board of directors of Represent Us, and I'm so excited to be here with you at this amazing event. Now, I have a hunch that we're all here because we believe that our democracy could use some work, because we all believe that our government that we pay for with our taxes should work for us. So many of us have come from so many places from across the country, from across political, from across the political spectrum to be here tonight. We may all have different reasons for being here, and I guess I'll tell you mine, because we're here. I was born the first girl in my family in 50 years. I was a goddamn miracle. To two of the kindest, most genuine brothers any girl could ever hope for, except for a few tiny flecks and moments of pure evil. Growing up, we fought about everything except that mom was annoying. We were very different then, and even today, our political and spiritual beliefs are completely different. But we never stopped loving each other or rooting for each other. We respect each other, and we know that as a united front, there is nothing that we cannot conquer, even mom at Christmas, or especially at a wedding. So let my family be an example that we do not have to pick sides. We are experiencing the same thing in this country right now, and it's time to come together. Across ideologies, across parties, it's time to unite to fix our democracy. Because regardless of where our politics fall, at the grassroots, the American people don't deserve to pay taxes to a system that is rigged against them.
So you can see when she talks about her family that, you know, they don't have to pick sides. They're experiencing the same thing. They're experiencing the same thing. It's time to come together. across ideologies, across parties. It's time to unite to fix our democracy, because regardless of where our politics fall at the grassroots, the American people don't deserve to pay taxes to a system that is rigged against them. I mean, I just think it's a great sentiment. I don't know. People can argue about if it's genuine or not. People could argue about if I'm genuine or not. Who knows? People could argue about if anybody's genuine or not, depending on when you talk to them, depending on when you catch them. But the point is, she said it. And it's not a very popular message. I didn't hear about it anywhere in a lot of places, to be honest with you. And I think it's something with all the fear-based media, and we can send love to them if we can. Send love to them because they're, you know, they're part of an agenda. They might not even know what agenda they're part of, what that fear directive is coming from. Maybe it's off planet. Who knows? Maybe they're just angry about a lot of things. Who knows? But let's try to be that rose that is growing out of concrete, again, like Tupac said. And to do that, let's find solutions. And we can realize that not only is Jennifer Lawrence saying, let's come together, she's a real person across ideologies. You know, she's saying this after she said F Trump, which I like that. You know, a lot of people have said F Trump. And that's okay. I mean, people say F you all the time. You know, but then whether it's because her fan base was upset or maybe she really feels this or maybe it's a little of both, who cares? She still stood up in public, a big movie star, and talked about uniting and coming together. And I love that. And, you know, there may be an agenda above the parties. I happen to believe there is. You just have to look at corporate donations to both parties. The politicians maybe aren't in control. Corporations are just trying to do what they can for their shareholders. And, you know, it's a system. Somehow it's a system we're involved in. And, yeah, there could be people directing it. And we can send love and forgiveness to them and try to show them there are alternatives if we can. And you can do that by voting with your views, by sharing this video more and more and more. Get involved with the solution. The solution is to come together and promote messages talking about coming together, even if those people are imperfect, like myself, Jennifer Lawrence, whoever it may be, because I want to. I want to. It's not a gimmick. There's not that many people listening or watching to this at youtube.com/believeloveyou and BelieveiTunes.com, BelieveAndroid.com. Hey, man, we're trying, right? We're trying to get people to watch and listen. But regardless, you're watching, you're listening, you are part of the solution when you share messages that talk about possibly coming together. And when we relate those to pop culture, because we can be angry at pop culture, but it's not going to change anything. It's not going to change anything right now because you and I don't control it. So let's find the good, if we can, in ourselves and everything else, even at our toughest moments, to try to get ourselves up out of the concrete and become that rose growing from the concrete. If the concrete is the crazy world of sort of division and who knows what's going on out there, right? So we try to make sense of that here. So let us know your thoughts. You know, comment on this video. Share this video. Share the audio, share the iTunes link, BelieveiTunes.com. Get involved and let's continue to become part of the solution. So right along those lines of what we were talking about with Jennifer Lawrence and people coming together, and there's so much that we could talk about when it comes to politics, right? And is it just a rigged system completely and it's just a smokescreen where there's actually one party? Well, you know, people like to come at things from both ways. And I actually love Democrats and Republicans. I love people who don't care. I love them all. I love all of it because that's my only choice. Otherwise, you just start hating it all, which many of us have done at some point as well. But we might as well hate ourselves because all of us change our views. And can if we can see things from different perspectives, you know, you could really find the good in a lot of issues. You could even kind of try to figure out what the people that are influencing the political parties from sort of above, what their intentions are. And it might look really evil, but you really, maybe they think it's not evil. But anyway, so one thing I thought was good, really, really good, was a new story I saw recently, just came out, breaking news. Democrats are considering dropping superdelegates altogether. The measure would go a step beyond the Clinton-Sanders Unity Commission proposals to change the superdelegate system, an, quote, absurd and undemocratic idea, one DNC member said in a memo to party leaders. This is on BuzzFeed News, and many people said, and I would tend to agree, that Bernie Sanders had no chance because of the superdelegates. And many people also, something to think about, just another perspective, they wonder, why would President Trump, you know, he ran as a Republican, he said things that were really tough in some cases and could, I mean, I thought were pretty blown out of context, but I could understand that people would get frustrated, and they, and especially with somebody who's a strong energy, seems like sort of just, you know, flying off the handle and things like that. But was it even possible for anybody who didn't take big corporate money from donors, not their own money, from donors to win? And if you did run, you'd have to run as a Republican because you couldn't get the superdelegates, who in many cases were lobbyists, on your side if you didn't take big money. So in reality, you have 20 or 25% of the country, I believe of the party, voting in a primary. Only the people, you know, not a lot of people vote in those Republican or Democrat primaries. And you have to appeal to the really, really core base audience. And unless you take big money because of the superdelegates, which are 700, I believe, 700 people called superdelegates, making up about 30% of the 2,382 delegates needed to clinch the party's nomination. The bottom line is you can't win as a Democrat without taking big money. And when you take big money, what do you think's going on there? And usually big money, they buy out both sides. And it's not that, you know, these companies are doing their job. They're trying to lobby, and who knows, there could be greater agendas of globalization and, you know, sort of, who knows. But the bottom line is the only way to win the presidency without taking big money is as a Republican, as it currently stands, period. Nobody, you know, that's just, so when you wonder, why did Trump have to say these tough things and appear as this way or that way? And, you know, it really polarized a lot of people. Well, I guess you'd have to win. You'd have to think about how you would possibly win by so much in the elections that voter fraud, which we're going to take a look at in a minute, wouldn't affect it. And you'd have to really rev up that Republican base so they'd accept an outsider, a non-politician. I mean, you'd have to really, really, really win by a lot, a landslide. It can't even be close. You're going to have the world against you. And there's only so many people voting in that primary out of one party, not the whole country. And it's your only shot to get somebody in there who's not completely basically paid for by big money. And the only way to do it is as a Republican. So I thought this was very positive news because I love Democrats and Republicans. And I love the people, like I said, above them, quote unquote, controlling them or not controlling them or whatever degree of control they're exercising. And that's the only way through this. So this was a good sign if this actually happens. I like that people are even talking about it. Democrats are considering dropping superdelegates altogether. Now, we just have to make sure, as we look at some reports in 2012, rampant evidence of electronic vote tampering. Ron Paul supporters, progressives, which are Democrats in many cases, right? Or in every case. And the mainstream media have all discussed the potential for vote fraud. And it's from a blog, the Washington blog, Washington's blog. But there's so many examples of this. Security flaws in electronic voting machines are so complete that anyone can instantaneously install software which will change the vote counts. See the New York Times magazine's analysis, and also e-voting machine, an easy hack from Wired magazine. And it just goes down through Ohio Secretary of State confirms 2004 election could have been stolen. Ohio election workers, you know, sentenced, election rigging. CNN gives an e-voting an F grade, black box voting. So, okay, it's good to take the superdelegates out. Let's make sure that the votes are, you know, come on, let's get with it, guys. Let's go. Let's do it. Let's, right? So we want things to be fair. Everybody wants things to be fair. We want to probably love both sides. And we want to understand that somebody like President Trump, and I voted for Obama and Trump, and I'm proud to vote for both. And I voted for Gary Johnson in 2012. The libertarian candidate. And I really love Ron Paul. And you know what? I love Dennis Kucinich from back in the day, who's a Democrat. And people have good intentions. They see things sometimes from the same, from different angles. But people go crazy. You know why we go crazy? Because we all want to be right, don't we? We all want to be right. We want our way to be the way. I've been no different at times. But there's so many perspectives. And then we have to make sure we're seeing the big picture above all of these perspectives. Is there a bigger picture going on, and what can we do about it? We can find the solution. And the solution is something like this. Democrats are consider, if you're a Democrat, figure out who you need to contact to support dropping superdelegates. That's my opinion. And it's not that superdelegates are bad people. It's just that they're not elected by anybody, and they make up 30% of the nominating process, and Bernie Sanders had no chance because of this, right? But you can't replace superdelegates with voter fraud and e-voting machines, right? So I think we just begin to harmonize these things one by one. We do it with ourselves at a small level, with our body and with our mind and all of our experiences and the tough things we deal with it. And then we think about what else is going on. Our Wi-Fi waves sort of not harmonizing the world, you know, electromagnetic or EMF pollution. Is that going on? I don't know. Maybe, could be. I happen to think it is. I happen to have seen some things that indicate it is. Is 5G going to do the same thing? Is 4G doing that? And what can we do to harmonize it? Russian pyramid research looks interesting. At mainstream universities in Russia to harmonize things. There's a lot of options. Is it, you know, listen, are the Russians against us? I don't know. Are we against the Russians? I don't know. Russian pyramid research looks interesting. Done by mainstream universities to harmonize things. So there's a bigger picture going on, right? What I mean is, are there things that are making us crazy on purpose? So we fight it. We're fighting constantly a little bit more. It could be us. We could be just, you know, jerky. We could be jerks, right? That's true. But there could be more to the story. Also, so we harmonize the little things like, you know, superdelegates, you know, political parties. And then we look at the bigger picture, too, in the world and what's going on. And by the way, who would have the agenda to make things not so harmonized? Who would those people be, and what should we do with them? Should we hate them? Should we forgive them? Should we reach out to them? Should we find out what the real agenda is? You know, some people say it's the Illuminati, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, Google, Facebook, and, you know, the AI agenda. I don't know. But there's a lot of good people, I'm sure, that are involved with all those organizations. And there's even the people that we think are bad, their agenda, they might think it's a good agenda. They might think we should be turned into robots, right? So let's look at all these things. Some of these things seem pretty crazy, but if you look into it, if you look into Ray Kurzweil, and we've talked about this, the Google VP of AI, that's what they want to do. That's the agenda. It's a possibility they're talking about very seriously, turning us into robots in 30 years. And, you know, our body will be filled with nanobots and all kinds of stuff. Transhumanist. Transhumanism, I should say, right? So what do you think? Let's do it. I think it is a good step in the right direction. And send your comments, send your emails to believe@believe.love. Let's move forward. Let's find solutions. Let's go step by step, spread this video or audio, and let's make it happen. So this is something that's really interesting to me, that's kind of fun. And this was sent to me, you know, listeners, again, they can email us at believe@believe.com. That's believe at, excuse me, I said that incorrectly. And I think I said it incorrectly in the last segment. believe@believe.love. Our website is www.believe.love. I don't know if I've been saying that wrong, incorrectly the entire show. Anyway, believe.love. That is our website. So our email is believe@believe.love. This, again, was a really interesting thing that came across my desk. And I love things like this. UFO sightings that really seem real. You know, and Admiral Byrd, B-Y-R-D, he went to Antarctica with our entire Navy. I believe it's called Operation High Jump, after World War II. And a lot of people say the Nazis actually escaped, that Hitler actually maybe escaped to Argentina. Who knows? A lot of German people did end up there. And Admiral Byrd did go there, and he gave a conference, I believe, in Chile on the way back, and he said, you know what? The next war is going to be fought, and they're going to be flying crafts that can go across the world in 1 to 2 seconds. He gave this, and it was in a newspaper. You know, this was a real press conference he gave, because he went to Antarctica and some say that he found a continent and he found flying saucers that maybe the Nazis built. People say maybe it was with off-world assistance. And he watched shows like Ancient Aliens, and they talk about this kind of stuff. And there are people from Harvard and MIT on that show. And so it's definitely interesting. But what I love about this is it literally occurred on national TV, on MSNBC, this UFO sighting. And I want to ask you, do you think this is real? Do you think this is for real? And what is this? Because there's no trail behind this UFO. Let's take a look at it now. So for our audio listeners, for our listeners on iTunes at believeiTunes.com and believeAndroid.com, we see it going across the screen. The gentleman is talking in the background, literally on live TV. And then my understanding of it is that when this went on TV, I guess again, or the replay came on, it was gone. Like they edited this out. And somebody might say, oh, it could be edited in. But I don't know. It seems like a lot of work. And my understanding is this came from the live portion of the broadcast. And then when it was replayed, it was gone. So I thought this was very interesting. There's so many of these. We're going to get into more of them. The ones that look credible, the interesting things. I don't know if it's real or not. Somebody, if you can, do some research and let me know. But this is a really cool UFO sighting on live TV, apparently, from MSNBC very recently, within the past week here. And I thought it was really, really cool. So take a look at youtube.com/believeloveyou or our website, www.believe.love, and check it out. And we're on Twitter, of course. It's believeloveyou on Twitter. Or at Believe Loves You, right? And facebook.com/believeloveyou. My God. facebook.com/believeloveyou as well. So we want to find solutions here. We want to find the most interesting things, help to awaken the world. And you can do that by spreading our videos, spreading the audio, spreading the links. You become part of the solution, because actually, we are growing so much. We're harmonizing so much, and there's so much good in everybody's heart. Let's help to bring it out. You help to bring it out of me when you comment, and share the video. So thank you so much for joining me on Believe. I'm Nicholas Upchurch. Have a good day or night, wherever you may be.